for Henry. Henry Sorelli, the suave English detective who investigated people, this time too hard. Billy Brine, Mr. Sorelli's friend and colleague, and very ambitious. He was involved in a small case of blackmail. Robert Stevenson, known to his friends as Bob. Old friend Henry once knew, but was involved in some racket, and was sent by Sorelli up the river. Madame Dubois, the French hostess of that fatal party and close friend to Bob Stevenson. She wanted money and was going to get it. Miss Boehner, the mysterious widow who had enjoyed the party until Mr. Robert Stevenson had offered her £10,000 to tell the police Billy Brine had shot Henry. But she backed out and got herself shot in the process. These were the characters at the party. Henry Sorelli, tough cop. Billy Brine, friend and colleague. Bob Stevenson, an old pal. Madame Dubois, French hostess to that fatal party. And Miss Boehner, the mysterious widow. They were all involved in the shooting of Mr. Sorelli one way or another. For in the climax of that party, an assailant climbed through an open window and shot Henry Sorelli in the arm, thus wounding him. So began the case of the wounded Englishman. Chris Gendarty and Louise Sorel are the guest stars in The Case of the Wounded Englishman, with Ed Booth as Billy Brine, Patrick Johnson as Henry Sorelli. Created by Chris Gendarty, executive producer Patrick Johnson. Written by Taro King. Produced by Ray Edwards. Directed by Philip Sorrell.
Don't try to move, Henry. The ambulance will be here in a few minutes.
It was so terrifying that, man, did you get him, Billy?
No, he managed to get away, Henry. Oh, here's the ambulance now. He's right in here, gentlemen. What's his name? Bob Richardson. No, Steve.
Bob Stevenson will take my place for the boss. You help him if you can.
All right, he's phoning in the report.
Well, it seems like you're my assistant today, aren't you, what's your name?
My name is Billy Brine. Been with Henry for a long time. It's coming to me as a shock. I mean, he's shooting. We've got to find the guy. We've got to find the rat who did it.
Mr. Brine, we're doing everything humanly possible to find the assailant who...
Not good enough, Jim!
Oh, wounded Mr. Henry Sorelli! No, 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 no! You got to be a dickhead. I might as well tell you. A lady saw you, Mr. Bryan, come in the window. You were the one
who shot than me.
Get up! You were the one who shot him. Listen,
get up in
the back!
Could not have been me.
Mr. Bryan, do you realize the spot you are in? I'm taking a chance being with you.
Why?
An assailant.
You went that way?
Oh, Mr. Bryan.
Oh, why were you doing?
Mr. Bryan, I think I need a drink, but before I get it, don't bother, Mr. Bryan.
Don't bother.
Bryan, I'll tell you the position you are in. Don't give me the story about a twin brother. I don't believe him. Mr. Bryan, spot you are in is a terrible one, and I won't hesitate to mention what can happen to a person. If Henry dies and he's very seriously injured, or something could happen to you. I've heard of your reputation, Mr. Bryan, and I wouldn't want anything to happen to it. $10,000.
Something in a drink.
$10,000, Mr. Bryan. For me, Robert Stevenson.
Arsenic in the drink.
No. It's not arsenic, Mr. Bryan. It's just a drug that will make you go to sleep, and I'll take you to somewhere special, and then you pay me the money. It's what you call blackmail.
Pretty rotten apple sight.
Blackmail, Mr. Bryan. Blackmail!
What are you blackmailing me for?
Why, you killed him, didn't you?
No.
A lady can swear that you did, Mr. Bryan. You have no choice.
Kill him!
I can turn you
over. Kill
you! $10,000, Mr. Bryan, and it'll keep on coming, I hope.
No. No.
$10,000, Mr. Bryan. Funny, isn't it? Very funny. Awfully funny. Poor chap. Of course he didn't do it. Another party, Mrs. Dubois?
Yes, I have numerous parties.
Every night, Mrs. Dubois?
Of course. How do you think we're Hollywood socialites live? Of course, there's nowhere not in Hollywood.
The bourbon is good, Mrs. Dubois.
It's apple cider.
There seems a lot of that going around today.
It's a private joke. I just like to let people think that it's right.
Mrs. Dubois, Billy will pay you. He'll pay me. Of course you get half.
Oh, of course. Of course it'll be arranged in the usual manner for me to...
Make sure you bribe Mrs. Boehner to tell the police when they came that Billy did shoot him.
You mean the widow? Yes, she's over there. Mrs. Boehner?
Yes.
Yes.
The drinks are very good, Mrs. Dubois.
Yes, it's good apple cider, isn't it?
Very good. You know, I like the money you gave me to tell the police that Mr. Billy Bryan...
Well, we refer to Mr. Bryan as Bill.
Tell the police, Mrs. Boehner, that Billy did do it. That $10,000 I want.
On second thought, money doesn't mean that much to me. I think I'll leave. I don't want any part of it.
Mrs. Boehner, you promised.
I don't think I want any part of it.
My dear, he can't have any of this.
I'm afraid I don't want any part of it. I'm leaving. I'm leaving, Mrs. DeBar. I have no part of it.
Mrs. Boehner. Miss Boehner.
Yes?
Mrs. Boehner, or Miss, I don't know really what it is. You see, I'm going to have to kill you now that you know.
Please, Mr. Stevenson, I didn't have anything to do with it. Why don't you just leave me alone?
Miss Boehner, I'm going to have to kill you.
Please don't. Please, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Three. Mr. Bryan?
Yes, honey.
Well, Mr. Bryan, do you have the money?
The money? I'm not going to pay blackmail.
You are.
No, I'm not. Not to some crooked detective or anything. No blackmail, I'm afraid.
Okay, then I shall have to call the police.
Go ahead, I'll tell them that you tried to blackmail me. Go ahead, you call them. We'll see what happens.
Mr. Bryan, you killed her.
Killed who?
You know.
Who did I kill? Tell me, come on.
Two women.
Come on, tell me.
Two women. Miss Boehner and Mr.
Bryan. Wait a minute.
One of these...
You killed Miss Boehner and Mr. Bryan. Mr. Bryan.
One of these was the witnesses, weren't they?
Right?
Right?
Damn me. A murder I must always flub. One time. What? Then I'm going to have to kill you, Mr. Bryan.
That's all I wanted to know. I have your confession on tape now.
Listen! You see, Stevens and me. It's pretty strong.
Stevens, and you must take me for a fool.
What?
You think I'm gonna let you kill me?
No! I admit that I killed Miss DeBar and Miss Boehner, but I tell you, Mr. Bryan,
you'll never let me kill Henry.
I got your twin brother, as you may have well known.
Why do you want to kill Henry? Come on, tell me what.
I wanted to kill Henry because.
Or was it that he just wanted to find me, huh?
No, I was going to kill Henry because of the reason I... I killed Henry because he graduated over. Henry put me away a few years back, but now I was going to get him, but if I couldn't get him directly, I'd hit his best friend first. I needed the money. I swear, Mr. Bryan, before I get you, I'll kill you. No!
Very dramatic.
It's dramatic.
It is kind of dramatic, isn't it? That my brother kills you when you're trying to kill me. It was my brother. I saw him on the roof across the street.
He would do it. Kill him. It must have been pretty bad, Billy, for your own brother to kill you. That ain't funny. What a poor excuse, killing it because of the simple fact that he put me away.
Laura!
I didn't mean it. Tell him I'm sorry. Patrick Johnson as Henry Sorelli. Ed Booth as Billy. Christian Daugherty as Robert Stevenson. Louise Sorrell as Miss Boehner. Trisha Harper as Madame Dubois. Copyright 1970 by Patrick Johnson Productions. ACD International.